Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the senior pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
So we are continuing with the theme of building for the year 2020. We opened the year and we spoke about your game plan, right? And we followed up and we last week spoke about building from the ground up, which is what you are also supposed to do in your marriage. Build from the ground up. Hallelujah. So today we are going to be focusing on the DNA of a builder. The DNA of a builder. Alibongwe igama lenkosi. Of course, when I say DNA, I'm referring to that fundamental and distinctive characteristic or quality that you must possess as a builder. When you are a builder, you can't be just like any other person. You can't be an ordinary person. There must be something unique about you that makes you stand out. Because you can't be a builder because you say so. You are not a builder because that is what you are confessing every day. There is a certain spirit that you need to carry. Because the enemy is always fighting against people who are building in their lives. So if you are building, in a general sense, and you don't have these qualities that we are going to talk about today, you are going to struggle. As a matter of fact, you might not even make it. You might not finish what you are trying to build, because all of us, we need to look at ourselves as builders. We define building as developing something over a period of time. Hallelujah. It's either you are building your life, you are building your family, or you are building your marriage, or you are building your calling, or you are building your career, your business. Hallelujah. But you should be building something. Otherwise, if you are not intentional with building something in your life, destruction will take over in your life. The devil will bring destruction in your life. Situations and circumstances of life will just simply take over and bring destruction. That's why I'm saying you need to be very intentional with doing something that is going to develop you as a person. Do something that is going to develop your family. Do something that is going to develop you in your calling. Develop even your calling itself. Whether it's your career that you are pursuing, whether it's your business, whether it's building the church of Jesus Christ, co-laboring with God. But you need to be doing something. Amen. But you need to possess certain qualities, certain characteristics. Because all hell breaks loose for people who are busy building in their lives. I was thinking about something, Bazalwane, and whether it's because of our history or whatever the case may be, but I feel that we no longer have excuses because we are free to think, we are free to do whatever that we want to think, and we need to be really liberated in our minds. That you know, as abantu bomdambu, it seems as if we are afraid of building. We have this mindset as abantu bamnyama of becoming part of something. That's why we are more comfortable with being employed instead of starting a business. We want this into as pelele. When you go to a place and you find people building there. We have a tendency of walking away because we are afraid of engaging our minds so that we can start something from scratch. And that's why, you know, I've seen it even with the church. People would rather go to a church that is fully operational, fully functional. When people go to a church that is starting somewhere, people walk away because they don't want to be involved. They don't want to build. Bafuna sekuna ma asha, sekuna ma musicians, sekuna yonke into. Look at us, bazalwane. Look at us even in our nation. I want to show you this. Look at us even in our nation. We would rather rename buildings that were built by other people. Look, we can rename all the streets, all the buildings. But okusalayo asiwakhanga lawo mabhilidi. And we are hiding behind, it's a legacy of apartheid. Build your own structures and name, build your own legacy of democracy then. And let it stand side by side with the legacy of apartheid and prove that you are better as a nation. You are better builders. Instead of renaming what was built by somebody else. In Johannesburg now, they were saying bridges, highways are busy collapsing. And we are still using the same rhetoric. Hey, it's the legacy of apartheid, whatever. But we've been in charge for more than 20 years now. Why didn't we build? Why didn't we look ahead and say, let us start building now, Tina, according to the way that we want things to be built? We're busy saying, no, the water supply was not enough. Why did we wait? Why didn't we build from the very first time we got into government or into power? Why didn't we build? You don't like me, ne? Thank you. That's my uncle speaking right there. Thank you. Why didn't we build? Why did we have to wait? Roads are busy. Bridges are collapsing. Why? Because when people were buying more cars, there's more traffic. We were sitting down enjoying what was built by somebody else. And when we are busy building, then people with political agendas, they come. I tell everybody, and you might not like me for what I'm about to say. I don't mind paying for e-tolls. And I've told everybody who saw me with the tag in my car, they're saying, but why? I mean, I'm not going to pay, but I'm saying, I see value in paying for e-tolls. I am seeing the roads. I like what I see. When there's an accident, go N12. We don't have to wait for the police to come, the traffic cop to come and clear the road. The people, it all, they come and clear the roads. And I like that. That's value for money. That's why I load and recharge my e-tech. I don't mind. Because they've built nice roads for us. I don't want to be caught up in whatever politics that are there. I was not there when they were seated. I am judging it according to what I see. Value for money. If we are paying for toll gates, why not e-tolls? Eating a politic. It's not politics. It's actually speaking my heart out. Right? Because in most cases, people politicize things. See, cleanness and assas would worse in New Zealand. And now, law of politics is because I remember unama interest to it at heart. Ufunu pushing die pushai. As a benefit I am. So, I'm going to get up, Baba. Magabe, as I'm back to play, I'm going to deal and I'm going up. I'm looking at value for money. I've seen it go N12. When there's a truck that is stuck, kuzofika, it truck They are not even waiting for you to call your own tow truck. The people, be, I don't know what to, what are they called, but we are born iprendiwe according to the Ama Itols. I don't know what's their name. Sandra, they come and they tow the truck away so that the traffic can clear quickly. Instead of waiting for you, trying to organize your own for the next 3 hours. Value for money. So we need to have a mindset of building in our nation instead of destroying our nation. We need to have a mindset. What just to show you, while we were fighting for freedom, we indirectly, we were instilling the mindset of destroying. That's why even in this day and age, we are still banning schools. When there is a need for schools and clinics, we are destroying the existing ones. My heart is sore each time I drive past that SASA building. Is it SASA or social development, whatever it was, in Extension 3. My heart is sore. I mean, millions were spent in building that building, but because the mindset is of destruction. That's why we are busy even destroying our own families for that matter. We are busy destroying our own lives. Why? Because there's no mindset of building. There's no mentality of building. There's no mentality of valuing the process that is involved. Do we even know the kind of millions that were taken? I mean, that were used in building that building. Tina, it takes us just a few hours to just set it alight. It's called. Already now in January, I don't know Zingake. Why? People are busy burning trains. And we are saying we want to build this nation. What makier met ons? Cement ons froh. Summit on Frumense. Is that right, Africans? But tell your neighbor and say, you must build. So the DNA of a builder then says, let's read Numbers 14 and verse 24. Look at this. It's a beautiful story. I love it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. This is a man with a different spirit. So when you are a builder, you need to carry a different spirit. You need to be different from all the other people who are just living for the sake of living. There has got to be something unique about you. There has got to be a spirit that drives you, so that you can be able to build successfully. As I said earlier, otherwise you will not make it. Otherwise you will break down. Otherwise you will give up on the way. Because there is a lot that is involved in the process of building. There is a lot that is involved in the process of developing your life. It's not just a smooth sailing ride. So we can't just take it at face value and think, good, because I said I'm a builder, I'm going to start this business and voila. Isn't also Wednesday. So we are going to look at the word build as an acronym just so that we can extract from it the DNA of a builder. Number one, first of all, builders are bold. Say, I am bold. Now, building something is a risky business. It's very risky. Because there are no guarantees that what you are trying to do and what you are trying to achieve is going to be a success. It's a risky business because in most cases you are beginning, as we were saying even last week, with only limited resources for that matter. Limited resources that might be even saying to you, we might not get to where we want to be because these resources are limited. So that's the challenge that you are going to be first faced with as a builder. You might look at yourself, look at your abilities, look at your talents, look at your background and begin to think that perhaps you don't have what it takes to build this big dream, this big idea, because even though we start small, but we are believing big. And sometimes when you look at this big dream and you are looking at this big vision that is staring at you, It might be threatening you, and it might be saying to you, you are not going to make it. Are we together, Bazalwane? And beginning to build will be always challenging in a sense that you will be unsure whether to start now or later. Whether to wait until you have all the necessary resources. To wait for somebody who is going to give you an assurance and a guarantee that I will be there and everything that you need, I'm going to provide for. I mean, let's not pretend, even though we read over and over again in the Bible where God says, I am with you and I will provide for you. But sometimes we as believers, we even doubt that. Otherwise, we wouldn't be so stressed. Therefore, building requires boldness. You have to be bold to start building. You have to be brave and step out in faith and trust God so that you can be able to start and continue to build. Alibongwe igama lenkosi bazalwane. Boldness is willingness to take risks and act on what you believe in. I'm going to say it again. Boldness is willingness to take risks and act on what you believe in. Boldness is confidence, and boldness is courage. It is the quality of having a strong, vivid, or clear appearance. Even when you show up, we must be able to see or to recognize that you mean business with what you are doing. You must not show up, you know, being apologetic and doubting yourself. And even when you are pitching your idea, you are also questioning yourself within your heart, even as you are speaking. You need to be bold. You need to show it on your face that I believe in this dream. I believe in this idea. I believe in myself. That's why I'm going to begin to build my life. Everything that I am doing, every personal decision that I am taking it because I believe in myself. I believe that I am going somewhere. You need to show, even in your career, at work. Do not be timid. Do not doubt yourself. Occupy your position with boldness and courage. When you are going to that interview, be convincing, even the way that you walk into that room and you are going to talk to that person who is interviewing you. Show it that you want this job. Show it that you believe that you are the best person for this job. Don't walk in there and I can. Do you know that it is said that dogs can actually sense when you are afraid of them? So your job actually senses when you are afraid of it. Your business actually senses when you are afraid of it. So you need to develop boldness and be courageous that even though the circumstances are not agreeing with you, but tell yourself that I am going to just pull myself together and be bold and approach this thing with boldness and with courage so that I can be able to overcome it. Are we here, Bazalwane? And you might have built something successfully in the past, but believe you me, when you are at the next phase of building, you are still going to be intimidated. You cannot be too sure of yourself. When we started this church in 2004 and we built it, and here we are and we are seeing some fruit. But let me tell you, when we went to start in Pinoni, we had to be bold to take that step. Because it's a different city, different circumstances, different people that you are dealing with. At least at Delmas, you know me. And here you are in a different city. Nobody knows you there. So it can be intimidating sometimes. It can be whispering to you because, as I said even Nase Pinoni in the morning, that the devil does not have to show up with horns, you know, and with a fork and with red eyes in order for him to intimidate you. But he can even use your own voice in your head to tell you that this is not the right decision. Who do you think you are? What are you trying to do? You are not educated enough. You are not good enough. You are not tall enough. You are not short enough. You are not rich enough. You are not poor enough. You are not great enough. You don't have enough connections. Nobody knows you. Nobody cares about you. What do you think you can do? Everybody else is working. Why are you trying to start a business? Why can't you also look for a job? It's all your own voice telling you that you cannot make it. But sometimes you just need to silence that voice with courage and with boldness and say, no matter what is facing me, I am convinced in my heart God wants me to do this thing. Not arrogantly. That's why I'm saying it is a step of faith. God must say something to you. And when God has said it, step out in faith. Be bold. Be courageous. Hallelujah. You know, when the apostles were preaching the gospel, I look at them as those who were building people's lives. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Acts, chapter number 20, verse 32, that the word of God builds us. The word of his grace, it builds us. So when they were going from place to place preaching, they were building lives. They were building cities. They were building communities. But when they went to other places, they were threatened. They wanted to kill them. They wanted to throw them in jail. They wanted to chase them away. That at some point in chapter number 4 of the book of Acts, they had to really confront their fears and those threats that they were giving them. Are we together, Basalon? In Acts chapter number 4, verse 29, the Bible says, Now, Lord, they were praying. They decided we are going to pray. They said, now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness, shout boldness, that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Do not allow the situations and circumstances to threaten you. Just take courage. Go to God who has called you and begin to pray and begin to tell him that, look at how I am being threatened. Look at how the devil is trying to push me to the corner so that I will be afraid of doing what you want me to do. Pray and ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit so that you can be bold. Look, God is not expecting you to be bold on yourself or by yourself. Ask him to make you bold. Sometimes when you are being intimidated by that interview, talking about your fears will not help you. Get into that prayer room and begin to ask God to give you boldness, to give you courage. The Bible tells us that even when you are praying in the Spirit, you are building yourself up in your most holy faith. So get into that closet and begin to pray to God and begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Make yourself bold, encourage yourself so that you can face whatever it is that is threatening you with boldness. Stop being afraid. Stop being intimidated. Believe that you were called for this. The Bible tells us that the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So don't allow the enemy to threaten you here. The Bible tells us again in the book of Isaiah 41 in verse 10, God says, do not fear, for I am with you. And he says, I will help you. Can you imagine? If God is informing you that no matter what you are faced with, know this, that I am there with you. That I'm going to help you through it. That in every difficult situation that you are confronted with, God is there with you. The book of Proverbs 28 and verse 1 says, the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. You know, I used to focus on this scripture, on that last part that says, the righteous are bold as a lion. But for the first time, I looked at it differently. I said, each time you are running away from your responsibility, you are running away from your calling, each time you are running away from greatness, you are wicked. That's wickedness. That's wickedness. Running away from the great things that God has called you for because you are intimidated by it. That's wickedness. Look, the Bible, you know, out of all things, as corner, as zimbi, as zenzayo, elitipipilis, as well as chokwen for zone. Adultery, fornication, murder, lying, and all of that. The Bible adds that even cowards, listen, Shalom, listen, Makwala. Get out, born in Busuizu.
makwala ache, bagwala acheche, achechele murao, huyeru na babilu.
Tshwantse o be le pelo e thata when it comes to what God has called you for. Be bold and step out in faith. Number two, builders are undeterred. Builders are undeterred. To deter something is to, or to deter somebody, it is to discourage that person from doing something. This is where the enemy breaks your spirit. Look, it's one thing to step out in faith and start doing something. And in most cases, when you start doing something, all of a sudden, you had that breakthrough of being brave and you want to do something. The enemy will now try to break your spirit so that you will stop. Because this is the expectation that we have. Finally, I stepped out in faith. I started that business, you know, and in the first few months, isn't those hamburgers? Hey! After those first few months, things start going south. And that is how the enemy communicates with you. He falsely prophesies that, look, man, this thing is not going to work. He gives you false evidence that appears real. He's trying to say to you, this thing is, and he wants to, all that he wants to do is just for you to allow him to entertain the conversations in your head so that he can break your spirit and deter you from doing what you are so much convinced that God has called you for. That's why you need to be undeterred. Hallelujah. Because to be undeterred, it means to persevere with something despite the setbacks. Because believe you me, no matter how much faith you have, how much you are confessing, how much you are declaring, let me tell you, you are going to be faced with setbacks in whatever it is that you are doing. There's always going to be setbacks. There's always going to be people who are going to try and say things that are going to discourage you. Meetings are going to be held for your downfall. Oh, you don't believe me. Ezra chapter number 4, verse 4. Then the people of the land tried to discourage the people of Judah. They troubled them in building. They were not troubling them in their prayers. They were not troubling them in their worship. They were not troubling them in their giving. They troubled them in building. That's what I'm saying. The minute you decide you want to rise up and do something about your life, all hell will break loose. Verse 5. And hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Look, this is where it's one thing to be persecuted by people directly. But it's totally another different story when people are going to hold meetings with people with, you know, power and authority to frustrate your purpose. Where a person will directly smile at you today, but yesterday they were having a meeting with powers that be so that they can deal with you. And here you are during the day, you are smiling. You think this is my colleague. You think this is my business partner. You're thinking this is a person who has their best interest, but you don't know that they were hiring somebody, they were coercing somebody somewhere to frustrate you in your purpose. That's why you need to be strong as soon as Behegwa. You need to be undeterred as soon as Behegwa Pandwe, because these are such cases that you are going to be met with. And if you are naive to think everybody who smiles at you is in your corner, you are in for a surprise. Even your cousin will turn against you. Even your friend will turn against you. Even your prayer partner can rise up and begin to pray against you for that matter. Not everybody is smiling at you. You need to be undeterred, because once you hear the news that there were meetings that were held, you need to walk out smiling and meet that person and greet them while you know that last night, I know when you are looking at them and you know right in your heart that I know exactly where you were and I know exactly what you were doing. But you are going to respond according to the word of God that you need to love your enemies, brother, that the only place where you can go and fight, it is on your knees. It is when you are calling upon God and say, God, I can't retaliate for myself. I don't have these carnal weapons. I don't have the ability to hate. I don't have the ability to be able to plot against other people. All that I know, it is to call upon your name. That's all that I know. And all that I know, it is to decrease that you may increase. That's all that I know. And watch God perform for you. But you have got to be undeterred. You have got to be undeterred. You need to be strong in the Lord. And the power of his might. God does not say, look for your own strengths in Isawena somewhere. He says, in me, in my presence, in my anointing, in my glory, there is strength available for you. Don't be running to people when you are discouraged. People who are going to even give you wrong, you know, advices as to how you can respond. Run to God so that he can strengthen you. Run to God so that he can make you strong. But again, maseba concluded labahlez khona sebathaya bona manje sekuphelile sesimncwabile. This is the last straw, and you emerge tomorrow strong, still smiling, baby, still moving, still pressing on, still believing, still praying, still confessing, still giving, still worshiping, still going to church. Why? Because you know that your Redeemer lives. There's no time to sit down and feel sorry for yourself. If your neighbor can share with you what they are going through, Labakona, you will realize that you are not the only person who is going through trouble. This is not the time to sit down and feel sorry for yourself and begin to think about giving up. There's no time to give up. God needs you to rise up and build your life. Your family needs you to rise up and build that marriage and make it work. God wants you to rise up and begin to believe that, God, the business that you have called me for, I'm going to make it work. If it is up to me, if it is up to me, I am going to rise up to the occasion and I'm going to make things work for me. Because we are used to things that must happen overnight. Sifuni tender elizokwenza millionaire next week. We don't want to build a proper business. All of us, we start businesses ngoba sifuna isinkwa sokudla kusasa, but we don't have the mentality of building a business. Abanye bethu siqala ama business that are suitable for what we have studied at school, and we are just simply creating a business so that you can be employed by your business to do land on a skill sayo. Forget about you, get over yourself. Build something that is bigger than you, something that is going to employ people who can with the skills that you do not even have, and run that business off the ground, baby, and build it until the devil gets crazy and mad at you for employing other people. Don't allow discouragement to break you. Look, there's a lot of discouragement in building. Lots and lots and lots and lots. You can be looking at me smiling like this, preaching, as if Yonkinto is hunky-dory. Oh. If you allow, if I can just pause for a minute and allow all the pressures that are surrounding me to get to my heart, let me tell you, this thing can collapse tomorrow. If you like, I can borrow you this church for 2 months, for the whole of this year, if you want. I can give it to you. Ngizalibona kusasa. Ma uzongenzela nje favor. And more. The only difference is that through the word of God and here, listening to the word of God, I have decided in my mind, I'm not going to allow anything. Hey, Bazal, isn't those yenzek? You look, when you are a builder, one of the skills that you must have is problem-solving skills. Because you are forever going to be faced with problems all the time. All the time. Your job description, even as an entrepreneur in your business, is to be solving problems. Because there Listen, this week we had meetings here at church from Monday till Friday, solving problems. Discussing challenges and coming up with solutions. Not just one day for 1 hour. Every day, whole day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Every day. And you want to just believe God and angels must come and solve all the problems for you. You have another thing coming. No, you cannot be too prepared for building. You can attend the best school ever. You can attend the best premarital counseling. Nomfundi Sumsipa, actually all the principles of marriage. And attempt to apply them to the T. Shem. Izovumbuka inkinga. Izobuza nje ukuthi kusazimisela ukuqhubeka. You can attend the best business school. Bakufundise from drawing business plan, how to market, all of these things. I'm getting into the business world. It will show you flames. Yeah, it will show you flames. It will emerge. Aguna module. Mr. Brian, aguna module. You need an anti-Ted spirit to say, I might not have an answer now, but oksalai. Tomorrow I am waking up and I'm going. Devil, if you think you are going to bury me with this challenge. Oh, Sasa, I am waking up. Because you are anti-Ted. Because you are anti-Ted. Because you are anti-Ted. You are not allowing anything to break your spirit. Hey, there are many people with great ideas out there. But because they are broken in their spirit, because of the experiences they've had, they've given up on their big dreams. They are sitting down today with great business ideas that could have easily employed multitudes of people. And they allowed themselves to be discouraged. Look, I love this scripture so much. That's why even when I was talking about, you know, preaching about overcoming mental strongholds, I said, do not flirt with depression, the idea of being depressed. Don't flirt with it. Look, the Bible says in the book of John, I think it's John chapter 14. Let's see, it's tutuzangalo emngcwabeni angithi. Lithini bazana? Inhliziyo zenze njani? I like it in English because it puts it in your hands. It says, do not let your heart be troubled. Don't let it. It says, do not let your heart be troubled. What does it mean? Don't allow it. That's why if you read the Psalms from time to time, you hear David speaking to his heart. Say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. In other words, when he senses some form of trouble in his soul and in his spirit, some form of discouragement, some form of brokenness, he will command his soul, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Oh my soul, why are you discouraged? Why are you disquieted? So don't let it. Don't allow your spirit to go that way. Don't let it, don't let it, don't let it, don't let it. Even when your spirit says, hey, say ya better man, it's difficult. You see things are getting out of your hands. Just speak to yourself and say, hey, backward never, forward we go. It doesn't make sense now. I don't have all the solutions. I don't have money now. I don't know what to do, but I am rising up. I am pressing on. Because Satan is bullying and discouragement. You will self-destruct. All great people, they are always a second away. Always. People who are doing great things out there, they are a decision away from being depressed and die. Kill themselves. Always. Always. It's there. Anti-dead spirit. That makes things around them
zime ngalendlela ezime ngayo.
For do you think it's pap and flay ukuyohlala ejele 27 years? Mandela could have just decided. Ayikho lento. Ngithatha ingubo lengizilengise. Ayikho lento. Look, every big thing. Do you think when you are driving past big buildings in these cities, as Melange, yonke into is running smoothly. Hey, there are people behind those walls who are forever looking at different things that might cause this thing to collapse anytime. People who are running businesses, yet they can tell you that sometimes you get to a point where you are at the brink of this thing collapsing in your hands. Where you have challenges left, right, and center. And it's up to you to decide. Hi. But the anti-dead spirit says, I'm continuing. I don't know what am I going to do. I don't know. And I know that God has a way of stepping in right on time. Right on time to put the puzzles together. When 1 minute, you know, yesterday everything was about to go south. But God just showed up with one thing that turned this thing around. Ngaphela umoya san. Qinisela sikhoko sami. Press on. Sismile nje hayi ngoba yonke into 100%. We've just decided to be anti-dead. Number 3. Builders are innovative thinkers. Builders are creative. Look at God and how he has created the universe. Look at the sun, look at the moon, look at the stars, look at how the world operates. It shows you that there is a great thinker behind the systems that are in place. So if you are a builder, you need to be a quick and a creative thinker. You need to have innovative ideas. You need to allow yourself to be inspired by the Holy Spirit so that you can navigate through the challenges and come up with quick solutions. You don't have time to sit for 30 days thinking about one solution. You've got to be an innovative person. Have ideas. Be constantly thinking about what you are building. Come up. Sasa, he must find you with a new idea. When the last time he checked, you were stuck somewhere in the corner trying to figure out what you are going to do. And he must not always know what you have up your sleeve. I was watching another movie yesterday. Maybe some of you have already watched it. The Fall from Grace by Tyler Perry. That young lawyer who is just, you know, working for the office of the public defense, defending this woman who apparently, allegedly killed somebody. And she continues to cut the long story short. She presents her case and just, you know, the I don't know what they call them, by the way, overseas, but here we call them a prosecutor. Just dropped a bombshell of one piece of evidence that she did not take time to look at. You know, and they had to rest their case and they were coming for their last arguments on the last day just before passing judgment. And the prosecutor stood up and just said his closing arguments. But as she was sitting down, all of a sudden she thinks about something. But she did not say it aloud. And she stands up. And instead of saying her concluding statement, she stands up and she says, "The defense, Your Honor, calls for witness so-and-so to come back to the stand." And the judge says, no, you are crazy. We cannot be calling back witnesses now. We are done. You have rested your case. She stands up and she says, "The defense calls for so-and-so to come back to the..." Why? Because he has come up with this innovative idea, that creative idea that I'm about to blow you down. All of a sudden, you need to come up with something that only you in your heart, that the devil does not know what I have up my sleeve. He thought he has won. He thought he has brought me down. He thought he has discouraged me. He thought he has destroyed me. But I have just one more move. One more move that is going to settle this matter. All of a sudden, one more move. That's why you have got to be constantly praying that the Holy Spirit will inspire you. Because if you look at God, the way that He created things, you will realize that He was very much innovative. And the only difference with Him that He does not need any other spirit to inspire Him. God inspires Himself, but He has a spirit that He has put upon us to inspire us. So that we will be forever thinking, sitting in that corner, and the devil does not know that I'm about to come up with something that is going to just cause this world to turn upside down. You don't know. You are celebrating in your corner. You are thinking, I am done. You are thinking, I am down and out. You are thinking, I am just discouraged and I'm not going to come out of this. But watch me. Watch me. Watch me. You've got to be thinking constantly. Every builder is a thinker. Innovatively, let me read this scripture in the Message version. I'm just trying to cut the long story short. Luke chapter number 16, verse 8 and verse number 9. In the Message translation, it says, now here's a surprise. The master praised the crooked manager. And why? Because he knew how to look after himself. Listen to what it says. Streetwise people are smarter in this regard than law-abiding citizens. They are on constant alert, looking for angles, surviving by their wits. I want you to be smart in the same way, but for what is right, using every adversity to stimulate you to creative survival. To concentrate your attention on the bare essentials so you will live, really live, and not complacently just get by on good behavior. Aha. So Jesus is simply saying, don't just be a good person. Jesus simply says, be creative. Think. Engage your mind. Come up with ways and means of how can you get yourself out of a tight corner.
And no
sometimes you just need to watch and survive by your wits. Be smart, be cunning. Be cunning, be wise. And come out of those different and difficult situations and circumstances. Listen to Colossians chapter 6 and verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4 to 5. Also in the Message translation, it says, make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given. And then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life.
Little has ngomi. Ngoba mawus ngoma, uhlala phansi urelax, uhluleke ukucabanga further than where you are. Always be challenging yourself. I'm closing. Builders are laborers. You must be prepared to work for your dream. Put in the hours. Labor diligently. Proverbs 21 verse 25. It is important for us to understand that Proverbs 21 verse 25 says, the desire of the lazy man kills him. For his hands refuse to labor.
Seba weli this, seba weli that. We always desire. We are longing for something. The Bible says, the desire of a lazy man kills him. But your hands are refusing to labor. I don't have time. Let's stand on our feet. Lastly, builders are determined. Builders are determined. 2 Chronicles 2 verse 1, the Bible says, then Solomon determined to build a temple for the name of the Lord.
and a royal house for himself. He was determined. He was determined. Determination is simply firmness of purpose. It is to make a firm decision and being resolved not to change it. Kenneth J. Hutchins once said, "It is your determination and your persistence that will make you a successful person." Listen to me. Boldness will get you started, but determination will keep you going. No matter how, you know, at what level you can start and have boldness, but if you don't have determination, you'll get stuck on the way. I looked at the synonyms of the word determination, and this is what I discovered. That determination is resoluteness. It is willpower, strength of character, single-mindedness, the sense and the firmness of purpose. Determination is intentness, decidedness, steadfastness, staunchness. You see, when they say somebody is a staunch supporter, I'm a staunch supporter, like my wife. I mean, I almost gave up on course. Determination is perseverance. It is persistence, tenaciousness, staying power, strong-mindedness, backbone. But this is the last one that I like. Determination, it says, it is a bulldog spirit. Bulldog spirit. Why? Because when that thing bites, it does not let go until it decides to let go. You can beat it up. You can pour hot water on it. You can kill it. But once it bites, it holds. You will kick, scream, shake, do whatever, but you don't want to be beaten by a bulldog, eh? It holds. And you need to be that kind of a person that whatever that God has given to you, when you have identified it and you have engaged yourself to it, bite and not let go. Let the devil pour hot water on you. Let him kick you. Let him do whatever. Let the hell break loose, but bite and not let go. Grab that opportunity with both hands and say, "I am determined to see what I have started being fulfilled." That is what determination is all about. Determination, it is when you are running. I've never ran a marathon in my life, but sometimes I watch those guys, especially who are running the Comrades Marathon, that they will run for kilometers, and at some point you will see them. At some point that you are born a manje, the legs cannot carry this person anymore. You can see that the body can no longer carry this person. But kunento on the inside of them that says you are not going to stop. You see them with wobbly legs. You see them, you know, on their face that they are in pain, that they are crying. But they keep on up to a point that they almost become numb to the pain. Why? Because they are determined that I'm going to finish this race. They are determined that I am going to the finishing line. I am going to finish this race no matter what happens. And I believe that you and I as builders, that's the kind of spirit that we need to carry. That yes, it's painful. Yes, it's tough. Yes, I am being betrayed. Yes, I am being rejected. Yes, things are not coming together. But I am determined in my spirit that I want to climb this corporate ladder. I want to build this business. I want to build my career. I want to build my life. I want to build my family. Circumstances do not allow me, but I am determined. I'm going to be a millionaire. I am determined. I'm going to be a good father. I am determined. I'm going to be a good husband. I am determined. I am going to be a good wife. I am determined. I am going to be a good entrepreneur. I am determined. I am determined. I am determined. I am determined. Lift up those hands in this place. Pray that God will activate in you the DNA of a builder. Ask God to shape you, to give you boldness, to give you an undeterred spirit, to give you innovative ideas, to give you grace and anointing to labor, to give you a determined heart, a determined spirit that you will not stop, but you will press on. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much and keep on building.